Indian Valley to host a bond issue community night. Good morning. I'm Michelle Spring with your 9 o'clock news. Indian Valley Local Schools is inviting the community to join together Thursday evening at the high school to discuss an upcoming bond levy that will be on the November ballot. Superintendent Ira Wentworth hopes this community information night will allow voters a chance to understand the need for the new stadium project.
There have been some good questions, though, that come from community members that just want to understand and know more. And so that's what this session will be aimed at, is just providing information on what the need is and how the bond issue is structured in a way that is not raising taxes. That's a point of confusion for some folks.
The $2 million bond issue, estimated over $7 million for over 28 years, was approved by the board in hopes to construct a new football stadium near the high school. Wentworth stated that the stadium project would not only benefit football and track, but all extracurricular activities, including band.
We have a 1994 bond issue that is expiring. All the funds generated from that, none of it went to operating costs. All of it has been to pay back the facility improvements made in the mid-90s.
The informational night begins at 7 p.m. and community members can download a proposed aerial view of the project on the Indian Valley Local Schools website. City Council members are taking a proactive step to curb the trend of false alarms for the police and fire department. New Philadelphia City Council is expected to begin meeting to discuss possible legislation being drafted related to the increasing issue. Law Director Marvin Fade explains the legislation would potentially address the losses associated with false alarms.
To help recoup some of the city's costs, which is tremendous, particularly in terms of the fire department, to try and recoup those costs when we have to respond to multiple false alarms.
Fire Chief Jim Parrish says for fire systems, many of these calls are connected with improper maintenance of the alarm at a home or business.
They can collect dust in them or paint or anything like that. So those need to be properly maintained. And also, everyone that's living in the home or the business needs to know the code to tell the dispatch of the monitoring company that this is a false alarm.
Parrish notes that the purpose of the proposed legislation is to not discourage home or business owners from buying alarm systems. The Tuscarawas Valley School District has released their head football coach and middle and high school dean of students of his duties. George Zagulis was informed of this decision Tuesday, September 4th. Superintendent Mark Murphy explained in a written statement that Zagulis was relieved of his duties with pay, effective immediately pending the outcome of an internal investigation. It is a personal matter, therefore specifics are not available. In a notification letter to Zagulis, the investigation relates to an incident on the evening of Friday, August 31st, following a football game at Fairless High School, where Zagulis allegedly verbally addressed student athletes in a completely inappropriate and unprofessional manner in the locker room. It was not immediately known if the new head coach will be chosen for the remainder of the season. The dean of students position, which is responsible for any disciplinary action at Tuskegee Valley High School or middle school, will fall on the school's principal until further notice. And in state news, a judicial panel in North Carolina ruled this week that there was not enough time to redraw congressional districts it found unconstitutional in time for this year's midterm elections. But that doesn't end this year's battles over redistricting. The major political parties are pouring millions of dollars into state legislative races to influence the next round of redistricting in 3 years. At the same time, ballot initiatives in a number of states seek to make the process less partisan. And in sports, Cleveland topped Kansas City 3-1 yesterday afternoon. Corey Kluber was dominant, going 6 innings and striking out 10 batters on his way to win number 18 on the season. The Indians are at the Blue Jays tonight at 7:07. The Reds fell to the Pirates 3-2 as Pittsburgh took all 3 games of that series. Cincinnati welcomes San Diego this evening at 6:40, and Pittsburgh has the night off. The NFL season gets underway tonight. The Super Bowl champs, the Philadelphia Eagles, welcome the Atlanta Falcons at 8:20. And the Carrollton Warriors football team joined the Big Z Sports on the Extra Point Show last night. The guys also recapped week 2 and looked ahead to week 3. If you missed any part of that show, it is in the podcast section at WTUZ.com. Your news this morning, it's brought to you by Lawn Motor Company, the area's most complete car service and repair center. A look at your Z Country forecast is coming up next.
How do you know the true condition of a pre-owned vehicle? Looks can be deceiving. How do you know that vehicle is mechanically sound? La Motor Company in Sugar Creek has an 88-point checklist. They go through the vehicle and restore it to as close as showroom new as possible before it goes on the lot. Most of their vehicles include a 6-month or 6,000-mile service contract. Come to La Motor Company's lot to check out these pre-owned cars and trucks. A blue 2010 Jeep Wrangler Unlimited comes with the Sahara package, 4-wheel drive, removable hardtop, and satellite radio. A red 2006 Ford F-150 pickup with super crew cab, running boards, cloth interior, and it has 4-wheel drive. A white 2007 GMC Yukon with leather interior, third row seating, sunroof, and V8 engine. Don't forget that most of their vehicles include a 6-month or 6,000-mile service contract. See these and other great vehicles at La Motor Company on Broadway in Sugar Creek or on LaMotorCO.com. That's LaMotorCO.com.
It remains warm and humid today with high temperatures in the middle to upper 80s. An approaching cold front will trigger scattered showers and thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Mostly cloudy tonight. Low temperature drops to 67. Friday, a lot of clouds. High temperatures around 80 degrees. Nothing more than a stray shower. Rain chances picking up over the weekend, especially on Sunday. Temperatures will be dropping. Saturday's high in the low 70s. Sunday's high in the upper 60s. I'm Severe Weather Team 9 meteorologist Jeff Exline.
To stay up to date with local news, be sure to find WTUZ on Facebook, Twitter, or at WTUZ.com. For WTUZ News, I'm Michelle Spring.
99.9 WTUZ.